Bear with us just for a few minutes of time. And
bless him, Lord.
Usually today is the hardest day in the year for me. And you wonder why, after all the preaching that went on this week. Lord, who am I and what could I say to the people? But, you know, I thought about all week. Prayed about all week. Lord, I just don't have nothing. And if I'd have had something, it wouldn't have been worth listening at. But this morning, as it began to unfold to me, it's what the Lord wants, so that's what I'll deliver to you today. The Bible said this: faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, it's not been too long ago since I was sitting over here while somebody's singing. And even through one song, the Lord give us a revival. Even told me who to call, when to do it. When I rose up and asked the church, will you back me in a revival? Hands went up everywhere. And now I can see the evidence of the faith to push on for revival. I couldn't see the results of the revival that day. Faith is something those things hoped for. I would hope we had a good crowd, and did. I was in hopes that everything would go good, the weather would be fine, and everything would be good, and it was. So I saw the evidence of the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we preach to you this morning, I'm going to preach to us, to me, to you. And very familiar scriptures I've used many, many times to get into a message. Now, to start with, I want you to know that God ain't going to come down and bless you first. You're going to have to ask.
That's right.
You're going to have to put your trust in Him.
That's right.
And then He will work for you.
Right.
And I'll prove that in this message today. 11th chapter of Hebrew, one verse. Then we're going on into some more scriptures. 11th chapter and the 6th verse of Hebrew. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Amen.
Now, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And put their trust in Him and obey what saith the Word of God. Today, there is a rewarder, and He has got a reward. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting to whosoever will call up on Him. We have to put our trust in Him. We must believe that He is God, and He is able to do whatever He said He would do. And to believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I want you to get that today, because somewhere down the way, maybe you're seeking and asking. I listen, and He will reward you according to His will, not my will.
Yes.
Reminded me of some scripture that was shown to me this morning. And we're going to try to get through it. Our eyes maybe will mess up on us, but we got some reading to do. I noticed the 5th chapter of the book of Luke. Very familiar scripture. The 5th chapter of the book of Luke. Number 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon Him to hear the word of God, He stood by the lake of, I can't pronounce that word, and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thirst out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your net for a draw. And Simon answered, said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thine words, I will let down the net. And when they had thus done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets broke. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. Then Simon Peter saw he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draw for the fish which they took. And so was James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon and Jesus. I said unto Simon, fear not, for henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Now we're going to stop reading right there, and I'm going to talk to you about a man that said that he was a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Jesus was going down by the lake, and he saw two great ships standing by the lake, and the fishermen were gone out of the ships, and they was washing their nets. But for some reason or another, Jesus felt welcome to go into the ship. It belonged to Simon Peter. He was felt welcome to go in to the ship. And he asked Simon Peter, he said, thrust out just a little bit from the land. Simon obeyed him, thrust out a little bit, and he sat down and began to talk and teach the people the Word of God. Now, not long, he sat there, I don't know how long, but then whenever he left these teaching the people, told Peter, he said, to thrust out into the deep, I let down your net. Peter said, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thine words, I will let this net down. Now listen, all week we have toiled. We have toiled all week. And seemed like when nothing happened. Nevertheless, I will still preach the word today. Because somebody needs the word of God. I'm here to tell you today that he is still a rewarder. Now listen, Peter let down his net
from the ship because he had led the launch into the deep. I'm telling you that we need to lay down into the deep today and let down every anchor. Listen, we need to obey what self. The word of God.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I wonder, did you wonder where all these fishes come from? Listen, I thought the water that thou had fish and labored all night and caught nothing. I believe that Jesus maybe just in his mind told them fish to come and fill them at night. Listen, what a crowd. What a multitude of fish to sink to ships. And his, the partners, Peter, and they begin to beckon and ask, come and help us. Listen, I'm here to tell you today, if I had some help, listen, my work, I would be a lot easier. Listen, today, I'm telling you that we need to help. Each other, I'm afraid, listen, and they come and help, and they was amazed at all the multitude of fish. What a reward that they took. Listen, if we would stick together, pray together, listen, and we do what the Lord would ask us to do, we could see the results of a revival. We need to keep it going. We need to pray. Listen, I can't do it by myself.
Amen.
But we can all come together.
Amen.
But listen, Lord, I want to take my time. All the multitude of fishes, what would the most of people say? They have been there. I entangle with the world and the things that they want to do. I don't have time right now. Tomorrow I'll come and I will help you. It's time that we laid the things of the world down and serve Jesus and serve Him only. Listen, you can't fit maybe. I could depend on people because they have got so much to do. They have entangled themselves with the world. We need to be a separated people. Serving God. Now, after all of this multitude of fish, they brought the ships to land. What happened? James and John was partners in that with Peter. What happened? Why didn't they take time and take care of the fish? But they left them. They pursued all that they had and they left them behind. We need to flee the things and the cares of the world, the riches for the world behind. Listen and go forward.
That's right. Amen.
They left everything behind. They come four square with God. And that's where this. I didn't read too much word. Peter was out fishing. But listen, Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. Boy, listen. And they stories after stories in the book where whenever they went, they were threatened, they were everything happened to them, but they wouldn't give up. They followed Jesus. Listen, and the Lord abundantly blessed them.
That's right. Amen.
He will bless you if you lay down the things that you are entangled with of the world and follow Him. Listen, Peter had to obey what Jesus said. He said, go out just a little bit from the land. He went out just a little bit. And then after Jesus got through teaching the people, he said to thrust out in the deep. He did. And just the words that Jesus said, he said, now let down your net. He said, Lord, we have called all night. But that dying words, I will let down the net and see what happens.
Yeah.
Listen. After he had done everything Jesus said, then the reward come. But my. We were the Sunday school lesson. How that Peter by now, after all of these things that he done, he received power from on high. Listen, at his name, he called and commanded the man to stand. And we received power. I'm here to tell you today, if you will lay everything else aside and trust Jesus, no doubt his reward will come.
Right, amen.
You know what he said? There's many, many things that we pray for. There's many, many things that breaks our hearts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we got one that can fix it.
That's right.
We will trust in him. He said, if we would trust in him, he said, bring your tithes, your offering unto the storehouse of the Lord. He said, to bring them in that my house might have meat.
Yeah.
What did he say? He said, then I'll open the window.
Yes.
And I will pour out a blessing on you that your hearts can't receive. Boy, he poured out a blessing on them people on Peter and his shield. He had to ask somebody, his partners, I need partners this morning. I said, well, help me. I need somebody. I thought I needed somebody who would visit with me. Listen, and boys, when you trust in man, you get through. But I've never been nowhere that Jesus didn't go with me. You can trust in him. Everybody's about their own thing. Listen, we need help. The church needs help. We had a great revival. It's come and gone.
Yeah.
But the word is still here.
Amen.
And the blessing is still here.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we will continue to work and labor and pull together, the devil will destroy everything that we can build up if we'll let him.
That's right. Yeah.
Listen. People, they receive the blessing from God.
Yeah.
Lord, pour it on me. Yeah. And I'll do whatever I want to do. That's a dangerous thing that a man can ever talk about. Whenever the Lord comes and blesses you, he expects you to go on working for him.
Yeah.
Whenever we win one soul, there's another somewhere that we can win.
Right.
And of course, that's Jesus with us. He'll make it all possible. You know what he expects us to do? He said, I beseech you, brethren, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto me. What's acceptable? I'm doing his will, and let now will go. Brother, he said, I come, I'm not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me.
Right.
So, are we any better? No.
Come on now.
We want this, we want that, we want something else, boy. Lord, I'm dying. Lord, I'm dying, sure as the world. Would you come down? Would you help me in my sickness or my sorrow, whatever I'm going through, and the Lord come on the scene, I bring you out, and then I will not even put forth much of an effort to get to the house of God.
Yeah, amen.
What a sad world we live in. Maybe you're lost. You're hearing me this morning. Maybe you're lost, and you would sure like to have the blessings of God.
if you'll come to Him.
Right.
He's faithful and just to forgive you.
Right.
But you have to give up the things of the world.
Yeah. Amen.
You have to give up what I have gotten used to.
Yeah. Amen.
Turn it loose. Let it go. The devil won't do nothing but destroy you and your home. I destroy everything that's around you. And nobody to help.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, come to me and then I will help you.
Yeah.
So, He's your reward.
Yes.
You think you serve Jesus for now? No. He'll have more blessings for you than you can receive.
Right. Yeah.
But He won't have not one blessing if you hold anything between you and Him. You got to let it all go.
Yeah, amen.
Lord, whatever's hindered me, let it go. Listen, there ain't nothing wrong with having stuff.
Right.
There ain't nothing wrong with having riches, a bank full of money.
Yeah.
But whenever you put that before God,
that's right, brother. Amen.
There's no reward there.
Right, that's right.
Our greatest reward is eternal life.
Right.
And all the blessings up down between here and there is worth all the effort. Loved ones lost. And maybe we're the only person that can get to them. And our prayers that we stand up,
right,
God is grateful. I honestly believe there's people being healed on your face.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. Come on.
I believe that there's people being saved. God will go to them.
Yep.
Now, they might be somebody lost and I couldn't get to them. They wouldn't even talk to me if I wasn't trying to talk to them. But if I humble myself, I in the sight of God and begin to pray and ask Him to go to that person and deal with him, I believe with all my heart, He's proved it too many times, that He will go to that person and He will trouble their heart and He will show them that they need to be saved. But then the individual have to step out and take Him as their personal Savior and ask Him to forgive. Listen. I believe in God. And I believe there's a reward. The greatest reward is eternal life. Praise the Lamb of God. Something's going to take us out of here. Technique or car wreck, I don't know. Something's going to take us out of here. And you can be sure of one thing. There's a day out yonder somewhere with my name on it.
Yeah, amen.
And I will answer to God for what I have today. What I've done yesterday and what I'll do tomorrow. But He's faithful and just to forgive us of our shortcomings. We're going to have except our righteousness be in vain. We're going to have to put everything aside and serve Him and serve Him only. Listen, He's a very jealous God.
Yeah.
He's a very angry God. He don't want you flirting around with the devil.
Right.
He ain't going to have it. You'll either belong to Him or you don't. But He said if you'll come, He will forgive you your sins. Maybe you're here today and you're lost, or you don't feel close to God. Or maybe you've just been a letting down. Everything else is more important than the house of God. That'll work for a while, and then He will let you drift right on down to the doorway of death. And according to your works is what He will teach you. I got to come get a song. Let's stand. That's all I know how to do. In you. That Jesus is real. Jesus wants to save you. He's wanting to bless us. Are we worthy? No. I'm not worthy of His blessings. I've just been forgiven and His child, and He will bless His children. Amen. As we say, stand together. The Lord's calling for you. Why turn Him away? Why? Why choose the world and the things of the world over the good things of God? How about that?
The Lord said, stand up and dry off your tears.
You love the Lord this morning.
Amen. You must preach
the gospel. I love the Lord.
For many long years.
But I just can't do all this stuff. I got so much other stuff. But I sure love the Lord.
Dreams come true. I serve and will tell the road you must take. I count it on as
I'm going to lay on the tail side. I'm going home one day.
I count it on John.
There's so many things that I want to do.
I got saved. You know how, you know, it's been a long week, it's been a good revival, but the body gets tired. And went on yesterday to sing in Kentucky and got even tireder and all that. And we can make all kinds of excuses about being tired.
Yeah.
But here's what the Bible said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men.
That's right.
Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.
Right.
And again, in Ephesians 6, verse 5 and 6, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
Amen. Yeah.
When I think, oh, I don't want to sing today, I'm too tired, or I've done this, I've done that, that's the flesh talking.
Exactly.
And I'm not doing it for everybody else. Right. That's what the flesh wants you to think. Oh, I'm doing it for someone. Yeah. So we need to have the attitude that we're doing these things for God.
Right.
And we do it heartily.
Amen.
And I thank God for showing me that this morning. That's a good message.
Amen. Let me say this.
I appreciate that. I like what Brother Ed said. He said, I feel like there's something else I've got to do. And we don't know what God has for him to do. But God will show him.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah.
And it's awful easy to neglect it. Just as easy as it was, you was on your way to fellowship with me, but you got hindered and went back to the way.
Mm-hmm.
I said that to say this. I mean, that's all right with me. But I said that to say this. On your journey home, you got a name to go to make it all the way, Lord. But be careful, something will hinder us.
Yeah.
On our way. And we'll turn and go back over here. It's plain. We got to make it all the way before. Make it don't matter. But going all the way with God. You go all the way with God. And I guarantee you something will want to hinder you. Something will hinder you.
Blessed Lord.
If we'll let. My heart's clear.